Okay, everybody, when I make it just after the start time, so let's begin. So, Gabby, we have apologies from Youngham, Roloff, and Peter Van Roster.
Yeah, that's correct. Can I just ask who just joined?
Byron.
Hi, Byron.
Hello.
We're just starting. Okay, any other apologies, Gabby?
No, that's all.
Leslie, this is Christina. I just wanted to let you know that I have a dial-out request for Soliman and Victor, but we haven't been able to reach them yet.
Okay, thank you very much, Christina. Okay, let's move on to the agenda then. So the first item is the minutes of our council meeting back in June from Singapore. Can I ask for any comments regarding accuracy, first of all, please?
I can just add that Victor Abbott reminded me that he did send his apology, so his apologies will be added to these minutes.
For Singapore? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else? Going, gone? Okay. We'll take those minutes as approved then. Any matters arising? Maybe, Gabby, you might like to take us through the actions that haven't yet been done, so we're completely up to speed.
Yes, we had some outstanding actions from previous calls, action 6304, but Boss Winkle to elaborate option B in the paper in a closed section on the CCNSO website, including preparations for a conference training session. This action has, first of all, been transferred to me, and it has also been deferred to next call, so next call you have a paper on this. We had an action 6405, the council is to provide feedback on the email list to the briefing paper on cross-community working groups before the Singapore meeting. Nothing happened, and I guess it's too late to do anything about it now, so this action is dead. From last call, we had action 6401, the chair to include a statement in the public forum and the update to the ICANN board that reiterates and expresses the CCNSO concerns regarding the fiscal year 2012 budget that were raised at the public forum meeting in San Francisco and subsequently. This was done. Action 65... I'll take the new people straight after the actions. Action 6502, the secretary to publish the CCNSO work plan and guidelines at the CCNSO website. This has been done. Action 6503, the secretary to inform the Board Structural Improvement Committee, SIC, of the implementation of the CCNSO improvement recommendation to document processes for submitting responses and statements. I think, Bart, I think this was done.
Yes, has been done.
Good. And then the last action, 6504, the secretary to send out a doodle poll to the council email list in order to find the best date for an informal council call with CCNSO appointed ICANN board members Chris Spain and Mike Silver, and this was done.
Okay.
That's all actions. And I know that Patricia and Soliman just joined. Did anyone else join the call?
Yeah, this is Victor here also. Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Victor. Okay, so Victor, Soliman, and Patricia.
Thank you very much. Okay, any comments or queries on the actions arising, please? No? Okay, thank you. So moving on then to agenda item 2, the high-level debriefing. If I can just report in as chair. Couple of things. I was contacted by the new ICANN chair, Eve Crocker, for an informal conversation around the concerns we had expressed at the public forum around the budget and ICANN finances. So that was a very appreciated bit of reaching out by the new chair, and I think he understands now our concerns. I also raised, Byron, you'll be pleased to know, the delay in getting financial information from ICANN to inform the working groups looking at finances.
Excellent.
And Steve also mentioned that the board were looking at revising the format of Fridays at ICANN meetings, which you will all recall is normally the public board meetings, as it were, and I think they are reviewing the opportunity to use that in a different, perhaps more productive way. I spent quite a bit of time liaising with Bart from time to time, and numerous emails to the Secretariat backwards and forwards, as they know. But other than that, it's been a comparatively quiet time because it's the holiday period in the Northern Hemisphere anyway. Okay. Happy to take any questions or comments. My bit? Otherwise, we'll move on then. Byron, as Vice Chair. Who's on a mobile phone? Nothing from Byron. Okay, Hero, that's my other Vice Chair.
Okay. Not a big move in these weeks, as I have had a long days off. One noteworthy point maybe that I have been working for the IDN Guidelines Working Group. The working group posted a new version of IDN Guidelines for public comments reflecting the IETF standard called IDNA 2008. The comment forum is open until coming Friday. I think
okay.
That's all.
Thank you, Hero. Any other councillors on CCNSO-related activities then, please? No? Okay.
Hello, Leslie. It's Byron.
Ah, Byron. Hello.
Sorry, I'm back. I had a little technical challenge there. I have. We've had some activity in the finance working group, including a conference call last week. And since Singapore, we have had the allocation and build out of various subgroups who are going to be working on different elements of the work that we're doing. So we're looking at different financing models, and the work groups have been broken out so that each will be looking at a few different potential financing models, and then one of the work groups is focusing more specifically on the numbers themselves, looking at what ICANN is suggesting that they're funding for CC-related activities, as well as getting a sense of what we believe the services received by the CC community are. Part of that work effort has been the design of a survey, which we're going to be sending out to the CC community to give us a better sense of the types of services received. So we would ask that everybody, certainly in the council, everybody participate and, if possible, reach out to your other CC colleagues and friends and ask them to participate in the survey, because that will help us get a better sense of the services that are being received, which in turn will help to inform us in terms of what we think the contribution methodology should shape up to look like. So we've had a couple of calls, done a bit of that kind of work. We've worked out the survey. In the next short while, that survey will be going out within the next few weeks, I believe. Gabby, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have the dates in front of me, but I think that's what we decided.
Yes, that was early September.
Early September, great, thank you. So that's what we have been doing with the general idea that we'll be in pretty good shape to have a robust discussion in the car about some of the models, and also have a much better sense of, or at least hope to have a better sense of the financial breakdown from ICANN. On that regard, I've reached out a couple of times to ACRAM because, as many of you know, there were some commitments made in Singapore in terms of providing information to this work group and to the SOP. Unfortunately, we are not in receipt of that information, in spite of the commitments made, so we continue to work on trying to get a hold of that. So I heard your comments about what you said to Steve Crocker, Leslie, so I appreciate that. Hopefully that can be helpful to us. Anyway, that's what the finance working group has been up to, which has been primarily what I've been focused on in Singapore.
Okay, thank you. Any comments or questions for Byron, please? Okay, sounds as though things are progressing. Okay, let's move on to item three then, the work plan update, for which you'll have seen there's copious amounts of paper. If, like me, you needed to print it off in order to have readable font sizes. And Bart, thank you very much for all of your work on this again. Do you want to speak to the plans? Anything particularly you'd like to highlight to the council members?
Maybe it just referred to the overview update itself. So I hope this format will work because that's the first time we've done it. Let me explain a little bit what I've done. So revisited everything we've done, or say the May work plan, and that's the one-year work plan, so the more detailed one. Added some what has been accomplished and open issues. I made a summary in the update season as old work plan, so the major accomplishments and what is not included, etc. And then I've added as a third item a decision as old work plan August. So that is looking ahead from now. So for the next council call or afterwards, that will be the one that needs to be reviewed again.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, any comments or questions for Bart then, please? No, you see, we're all overwhelmed by being so planned. Thank you very much for your work on that, Bart. Okay.
Maybe just one question, sorry, Leslie, one question from my end. Is this a format that would work for the council?
Anyone?
Bart, it's Byron. I think the short answer for me is yes.
Okay.
Then
I'll keep continuing doing it in this manner until, say, we do a full review of say, the work plan in the March meeting.
Yes, I think what I'd like to do is use some of the time we've got together in Dakar just to run through where we are and what we've got coming up. That will be helpful just to touch base on where we are.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. So, moving on to elections, if it's that time of year already. So we've got two items here. Firstly, the election of council members, and then the election of the CCNSO board member. So two elections. On the first, Gabby, could you share with us the timeline of the council election process?
Yes, it's in the information material that I sent. The suggestion is that we start today by appointing the election manager. Then we would make a call for nominations to the council on the 26th of August, and it would run till the 23rd of September, unless elections are needed, then it would run till 14th of November. I mean, the details are in the information materials. I'm not sure, should I run through it step by step?
No, that's fine. I just wanted a reminder to people from that. Thank you. Okay, and we have five councillors stepping down who are able to re-stand. So that's Vika, Youngham, Yohani, Patricio and Byron. And the proposal is that we appoint you as election manager for both that election and the board member election. So that's Gabby as election manager. Can I ask for any comments on that, please, or equally a proposer and seconder? Is everyone happy with Gabby acting as election manager?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone.
Yes.
We've gone quiet for a minute then. Okay. Thank you.
I'm not sure how to take that.
Well, I think we were all just assuming you would do it in your usual efficient way, Gabby.
Okay, thanks.
The mere thought that somebody else might be an election manager was probably scary.
I think you take the silence as consent.
Yes, thank you. And the board member selection, Mike Silber will have completed a term as board member in June. He's eligible for re-election, and I hear he plans to re-stand if we're willing to have him. Gabby, could you remind us of the timeline for that one, please?
Yes, again, today appointment of the election manager and approval of the timeline. Then the call for nominations would start on the 15th of September, and this is according to our guidelines, so this is why it's so early. And if everything goes well, if we only have one candidate, then we would have finished the nomination period on the 13th of October. If we have voting, then it would run till the 1st of December, and we would also have a session at the CCNSO meeting in Dakar, where the candidates would have a question and answer session.
I wonder if it's appropriate to have a question and answer session anyway at Dakar.
This is according to the guidelines, but this is fine. We can change that. Then we would have to change the timeline slightly.
Thoughts, anyone?
I think it's a brilliant idea to have a question and answer session anyway.
It ought to be a bit more onerous than just re-standing and getting in, as it were, if there's only one candidate. So unless I hear any objections, Gabby, if you could adjust that slightly to incorporate that would be good.
Should I change the question and answer session? Sorry, I didn't pick that up.
The suggestion was that we incorporate the timeline, that we change the timeline slightly to allow a Q&A in Dakar, even if there's only one candidate.
Oh, even if there's only one candidate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that then, okay, that's fine.
Hi, Becky here. Sorry, I'm late.
Hi, Becky. You're just joining it, item four. Where there's a suggestion that we have a Q&A session for the board member selection process, even if there's only one candidate in Dakar. I don't know if you want to contribute just as you've joined on that, but that's where we got to.
Then I would send out an amended timeline to the councillors within the next few days and would ask just to get an approval within a week or something.
Okay, thank you, Gabby. Let's move on then. Item 5, which is the GNSO Metrics Working Group, for which there is a paper. So this result, the GNSO are currently considering either a joint working group or a GNSO working group that is open to everybody, with the intention of making a decision on the GNSO call in September. Hang on, I think I've got that right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. So any strong views either way from councillors, please? No, we don't feel that strongly about that one. So shall I suggest we wait to hear from the GNSO? Sorry, you can probably hear that. An ambulance going past. So shall I suggest we wait to hear the outcome of the GNSO deliberations on that? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Item 6 is the JIG working group. I'm not sure if we've got Jan on the call. Have we, Gabby?
Not as far as I know.
No.
No.
Okay. So the status on that one, you will probably remember from Singapore that there was a feeling reported from the working group that there still was some further work to do. And in fact, since then, the GNSO has extended the mandate of the working group until 2012. So the question is whether the CCNSO are also comfortable with extending the charter of the DIG working group. Anyone, any comments or wish to speak in support of that?
Leslie, it's Byron.
Thank you. Yep.
Can you, or do you recall what the key rationalization for the extension was? I'm sorry, I don't recall what that was.
Bart may well wish to come in on this one. But my understanding, the original charter envisioned that it would cease when the report was delivered. But in actual fact, the report identified some outstanding items that there was still work to do. Bart, can you help me at all here?
Yes, there was the single character IDNTLD was one of the topics. They delivered a final report, and it awaits implementation by ICANN staff, and there is a role there for the JIG. The second one is dealing with understanding policy aspects of IDN variants, and a third topic that they should address was universal acceptance of IDNTLDs. So item one is almost done. They're working on the universal acceptance and IDN variant TLDs, and they the GNSO thought it was a very successful combined working group, so they extended it. And at the request of the CCNSO, the JIG developed a timeline, so a work plan which opts for conclusion by mid-2012 with implementation follow-up on one of the final items.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Solomon.
Thank you, Bart. Byron, are you comfortable with that then?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay. So can I propose that we resolve to extend the charter of the DIG working group?
Sorry, Vika just joined.
Oh, hi, Vika.
Hi, Iowa.
We're just on item six, the JIG working group.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Anyone against? In which case, we'll take that as passed. Thank you. Okay, so moving on, item seven. This is the slightly delayed, because we were busy on other things, response to Rod Beckstrom's letter on security and the use of satellite phones. And there was a draft response included in the materials for this call. Anyone, any comments, concerns or questions, please? If not, are we happy to send that response from the CCNSO?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, let's go for it, because we're a bit late. Okay, moving on. Working group updates, then. A long series of working group updates, potentially. 8.1, the finance working group. Byron, I think you covered most of this in your update earlier. Was there anything to add for the council?
No, I think that was it. Thanks.
Thank you. SOP working group, we haven't got Roloff on the call. Have we got any other members of the SOP working group who might like to give us an update? Or Bart, do you know where they are at the moment?
Hi, it's Byron.
Ah, thank you,
I'm on the SOP, and we had a conference call approximately 2.5 weeks ago, and it was primarily a discussion about ongoing work and logistics as we move towards Dakar. So it was primarily a logistics and scheduling call. But it did. We did have a meeting a couple of weeks ago around that, and also there was some discussion regarding the announcement by ICANN in terms of the new format and timing. I don't have my notes right now in front of me regarding the SOP call per se, but I think that was pretty much the highlights of it. Bart, did you want to add anything? No.
Nope. Okay. Thank you very much for that, Byron. The next one is the Framework of Interpretation Working Group, and Keith, you very kindly provided a note which was in the meeting papers. Did you have anything to add to that?
No.
Thank you. Any comments or questions for Keith on the FOI? They have been incredibly busy. I lurk on their email list, and I'm often overwhelmed by the volume of emails, Keith.
Yeah.
And Becky.
So am I.
We're very energetic participants.
Very passionate participants, yes. Okay.
I could add, Leslie, just there are a couple of items that require some correspondence from the FOI group and the EU group that I referred to on my notes, and I'll follow up with a call with you in about or sometime between now and general, just so that we get everything properly aligned.
Thank you, Keith. That would be appreciated. Okay. Moving on then, we have item 8.4, which is the IDN PDP Working Group 1. A note regarding that one was also included in the paper. Bart, I don't know if you had anything to add to that.
No, the only thing is that the discussion on the clarification of the confusingly similarity evaluation has started, and so that will be part of for the IDM PDP itself, and there will be a separate recommendation coming out to the council on this one. So that discussion has now been initiated.
Thank you, Bart. Any comments or questions for Bart on IDM PDP Working Group 1, please? No? Okay. So we move to IDM PDP Working Group 2. Hero.
Yes, no progress after Singapore meeting in IDM CCPDP Working Group 2. Bart and co-chairs will discuss how to take to finalize the document within September.
Okay. We'll look forward to that one then, Hero.
Yep.
Next one is item 8.6, the Incident Repository Implementation Working Group.
This working group needs to say the chair has been appointed just before the summer recession, let's call it that way, and it needs to start again over the next week or two.
Thank you. Next one is the JIG, which we covered earlier, and Jan's not on the call. Unless anyone else wishes to come in, I'll move on over that one.
This is Bart again. The JIG is focusing on the implementation of its IDN single character IDN recommendation. So they try to get in touch with the relevant ICANN staffers, and on the IDN variant and mingling, or and the liaising with the IDN variant project Icons are getting very project. That's all.
Thank you, that's appreciated, Bart. Any comments or questions for Bart on that then? No? And it's Bart again on the DSSA working group.
DSSA is meeting very regularly every week. They're still working on the outcome and results of the workshop in Singapore. And they now just help with, taking stock of potential threats. And we'll now focus on the next item from the discussion in Singapore.
Thank you. Any comments or questions for Bart on that? No?
There's somebody in the background.
Next one is the study group on the use of names for countries and territories, which Paul Schindler is chairing, and for which we had a note in the briefing papers. In effect, I think work starting towards work is ramping up towards the end of August, so I suspect we'll hear an update for our next call. Bart, did you want to add anything to that one?
Yeah, maybe there is some conversations going on to involve UNESCO in developing a typology of country and territory names. That's the only addition I want to make.
Okay, thank you. Next one is the GAC CCNSO liaison, and we had a note from Keith on that. Keith, I don't know if you wanted to add anything to that. I was going to suggest that maybe I should follow up with Heather, as you haven't had responses back. That would help.
Yes, it could be worthwhile.
Hello.
I'll email you an update, Leslie. I think there is some progress anyway.
Yes, thank you. Sorry, does somebody else want to comment? I heard a hello.
Yes, I want to join the DSA group. Is it possible?
Sorry, could you speak up a bit? I couldn't hear who that was.
I said that I want to join Security and Stability Working Group for the next step.
Right, I didn't catch who it was speaking. Is that Suleiman?
Suleiman from Ivory Coast.
Yes. Sorry, Suleiman, I missed.
Suleiman from Ivory Coast. Yes.
Yes.
I would like to join DS Security and Stability Working Group.
Ah, back in item 8.8, that one.
Where you want to become a member, Suleiman?
Yes. I want to become a member.
Okay,
let's take this offline and let's work that through.
Okay. Thank you. We were actually on item 8.10. I thought you wanted to join the GAC liaison for a minute there. Apologies. Okay. Anyone, any comments or questions on the GAC CCNSO liaison? No? Okay. Let's move on then to Sokol, the PPC focus group. I need to remind me what that is. Is that the Developing Countries Summit thing or something else?
Yeah, this is something else. Actually, this was... Can you listen to me?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
I can hear you.
Great. Okay, this is a focus group made of five different members. The idea of the focus group was that we were going to be asked questions on our opinion on how accountability and transparency review team recommendations 15, 16, and 17 might be implemented. So we did this exchange of information through a wiki, and the deadline was last week. So we were asked different questions, and we provided feedback and different information with regard to the questions that we were asked by ICANN members. but I can stop. So the whole idea is that it's not going to be a report, but simply our feedback will be provided to ICANN staff with regard to implementation of the recommendations 15, 16, and 17. So this was in a nutshell the idea of the focus group.
I remember now. I'd forgotten what PPC stood for. Thank you, Sokol. Would it be
so? With regard also with regard to the ICANN summit on developing countries, there hasn't been much progress except a concept note has been circulated, has been shared by CATIM recently in order for members of the meeting in Singapore to provide comments. I've provided my comments, but it seems like most of the people have not been responsive. The whole idea is we'll need to finalize a concept note, and perhaps in Dakar we have to organize another meeting with regard to how this summit will have to look like and what are the topics that will have to be covered.
Okay, thank you. So on both of those, if it would be possible to copy councillors in with the latest situation at some stage when you think it's appropriate, that would
okay,
be helpful.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any questions for Sokol or comments, please, on those? No? Okay, thank you. So item 9, then, is preparations for Dakar. And the proposal is to have not a formal council meeting, but a preparatory council meeting on the Monday, if that will be acceptable to everybody. And the idea really is to run through the agenda for the week, to check where council participation is needed, so we all know where we're meant to be and when, and to discuss any burning issues that we need to air as a council prior to going into the formal meeting. I hope that will be okay with everybody, but happy to take any better suggestions or any questions or comments. People think that might be worth trying? Are we going to be there by Monday?
Works for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Thank you, Byron. Okay, well, we'll try that and we'll review whether it works for next time. So the next item then is item 10, which is the call that we had with the CCNSO appointed board members. Those of you that were on the call and those of you who weren't able to join, this is an informal call that we did for the first time with Krista Spain and Mike Silver as our CCNSO appointed board members. The idea really was to have an informal discussion 2 to 3 weeks post the ICANN meeting to talk about issues or concerns raised at that meeting when we'd all had a chance to recover, I think. So it's proposed as being an informal discussion without minutes or recording, not so that we couldn't be transparent, but so that there could be really a very informal exchange of views. I appreciate not everybody was able to join that call, but the people that were on the call, was it helpful? Was it a waste of time? Be useful to know your views and whether you think it should be.
Keith here, very helpful in my opinion.
Yeah, Leslie, this is Fernando. I was going to say it was very helpful as well, and I hope that we will continue to do similar informal meetings in the future.
I think we have a duck or something in the background. So the new CCNSO member.
Hello, dear.
Oh, dear. Well, at least we haven't got somebody snoring. There was somebody snoring on one of the other conference calls recently, apparently.
That was my husband. Now, come on, at that time of night.
I wasn't going to actually attribute.
You'll be Thank pleased you, to know I'm in an entirely different part of the house, just in case.
I'm so disappointed, Cheryl.
Yeah, it sounds like something we all ought to hear.
Oh, it's on MP3. It's gone viral, practically. I'm sure you can track it down, Nick.
Anyway, sorry, back to serious business. It was the duck that started it. I think from the feedback then, we're minded to continue those calls. Are there any views, however, on them being informal or not? Obviously, you know, a number of us make comments about ICANN transparency. Are we comfortable with them being informal for the moment?
Leslie, it's Byron. I think it's a good idea to have them informal. I certainly am sensitive to your comments about transparency. On the other hand, I think there's also a time and a place for an informal call, and that's not a bad thing. So I certainly support it.
Okay. I agree with you, Byron. I think we ought to keep that under review, of course. Okay.
Just echoing Byron's comments, I think it's more valuable to both parties to keep it informal.
Yes, indeed.
Cheryl here, just from my at large perspective, and believe me, they're very big on transparency, there's a big difference between formality and closed. And I think the way CCNSO had its interchange with its appointees to the board was, from my observer's perspective, incredibly open and very productive.
Thank you, Cheryl. That's a very good point. Okay, so let's continue with those, and for the moment they will be informal but open, and let's see how we progress. So, Gabby, can we ask you to ensure that those are scheduled for post-Dakar onwards as well? Please.
Yes.
Okay, so the other...
Leslie, sorry. You want to do post-Dakar, or even say that was one of the suggestions on the previous call, pre-Dakar?
The danger, we're going to spend all of our life on conference calls, isn't there?
Yes, I know.
Does anyone have any views? Pre-Dakar and post-Dakar, or just post-Dakar? No, we're all overwhelmed.
Let me check. Maybe it's an idea, because this was a suggestion from Mike and Chris at the time as well, so they could be briefed prior to the meeting, said this is more... And the post-Dakar meeting was more a debriefing from Mike and Chris on what happened from their perspective. And this is more a preparatory meeting. Maybe it's an idea to check with Chris and Mike whether they have the same constraints and are overwhelmed as well.
Thank you, Bart. I mean, I'm concerned about demands on everybody's time, that's all.
Yeah.
And I think from a CCNSO perspective, the post-meeting is a very good investment of Volunteer Council time.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I leave you to liaise? And obviously, if they feel very strongly we should talk pre-Dakar, then I'm sure we'll try and accommodate.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So the other item for that... agenda item was the interaction with the ICANN board. So this was in two regards. There is the interaction where the board, you'll recall, joined us at the CCNSO meeting, and we have shared the feedback regarding that session from the CCNSO point of view. A number of people commented that it would have been nice to have seen the entire board at the front. And to hear more from the board members as opposed to the staff. And that feedback has been shared back with the board. And I hear that Steve is, as the new chair, is looking to take more of a proactive role in that meeting. Bart, have I captured the current status correctly?
Yes.
Thank you.
And maybe just to add, say it's very clear if something comes up during the meeting, as did last time with regard to the budget and ops plan, that's clear as well. But there is, say, the feedback I've heard is that from a board perspective, say, some topics that need to be discussed in more in depth, so and better and prepared, would be valued.
As chair, I would suggest that the council, you know, so we can identify two or three topics, and we could also expect the board to identify two or three topics. Sorry, I heard somebody wanting to come in then. Was that Keith?
No.
Okay, so I think there's an action item there for me to liaise with Steve to ensure that we have a productive and constructive meeting. If any particular councillor wishes to be involved with that or to contribute to that, then please let me know, and we can arrange a conversation with Steve. Okay, the other item on that was around the Friday board meeting, and as I mentioned earlier, I think there are discussions ongoing with the ICANN board around alternatives to the current public board meeting, and I guess we wait to hear developments on that. So I'd like to move us on, if that's okay with everybody, to item 11. Which Roloff raised, and unfortunately we've got Roloff's apologies for this call, and also Youngham commented on this via email earlier. So this was on the conflict of interest rules with the ICANN board. In particular, I think Roloff was referring to...
I think that was the version pushing the negotiations with the team
So that's speaker having a side conversation, I think. So particularly there was some concern around the new appointment of the chair for the Mines and Machines, the GTLD company. And there were some suggestions around the development of best practice guidelines that might address the perception of conflicts of interest. Does anyone wish to comment or have views on that? I'm sure many of you will have views on that. Nobody has any views on that. Hmm?
Well, Leslie, it's Byron. I certainly have a view on it, and have engaged in a couple of dialogues with various community members. I feel quite strongly, actually, that there should be a more robust set of conflict guidelines around this, or conduct guidelines around this type of an issue, particularly over the next couple of years. However, I have had some discussions where people raise good points, primarily along the lines of, in a volunteer community environment, particularly at the board level, where they're generally speaking unpaid and volunteers and come from the community, that you can't expect them not to go back to the community in some way, shape, or form. At least that was the fundamental thesis of the argument. And there is merit to that. The question is, how do you incorporate both elements? Because clearly we wouldn't want to preclude community members from coming onto the board because they potentially are going to give up their livelihood. However, the situation that we found ourselves in, I really don't think is acceptable.
Yeah, this is Becky. I've had exactly those same kinds of conversations. I mean, we do know that we have members of the board who, you know, are going to have conflicts, and we don't want to, unless we're going to take people from outside the community, that's going to continue to be the case. I've been trying to identify some kind of voluntary self-regulatory organization that you know is somehow analogous to ICANN to identify a more robust set of conflict and sort of what you can do afterwards kinds of rules, just by way of example. And I confess I have only been working on it for a couple of days, but I haven't found anything really on point yet.
That's interesting, Becky, because my thoughts went in the same direction, and I was researching some provisions we have for when people leave Parliament in the UK. There are guidelines and procedures around not preventing you from ever working again, but dealing with the perception of a conflict, particularly immediately after you leave the role that you've been in.
I've identified those for the government and I can come up with some that makes sense.
Well, Leslie, Cheryl here.
Cheryl, sorry.
Thank you. Becky, I'm heartened to hear that there's an attempt to look for precedent, but I guess I'm a little concerned that ICANN is such a rare and unusual beast that finding the precedent might be a little bit tricky. On this particular topic, however, the chair of the large advisory committee has particularly asked me to mention to the CCNSO Council that ALAC has been already approached by various component parts of other parts of ICANN, specifically parts of the GNSO, but not the GNSO Council per se. So we're talking about their various constituencies raising these very issues with considerable concern. And I know those of you who are in the joint CCNSO and GNSO meeting won't be surprised at this. And in fact, there's even calls for should there be joint statements and things like this developed. Sounds to me like it's something that the wider ICANN community needs to chew over and perhaps develop some expectations looking forward, so people who do take leadership positions either have clear understandings of what the limitations will be in the short, medium or long term or not. And to that end, Olivier has suggested, Leslie, that anything we can do to work together with the other parts of ICANN, AC or SO for a unified approach, we stand ready to do so. Thank you.
Okay. Leslie, this is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie.
I have heard a lot of sobbing and downtrodden feelings and everything over the fact of what happened with Peter Dengit Thrush. And you think of it as how could he do that, and then you recall that the previous leader went to Google. And so how can you, nobody got upset of the move to Google, but they do get upset about the move to minds and machines. I think the difference is that Google is going to survive regardless of what ICANN does, but minds and machines the whole raison d'etre of that company depends on decisions that are made by ICANN. And if those decisions do not go in that company's way, they're really out of the game and out a lot of money too. So I don't know how you would make distinctions in terms of the differences, but I really do think that that's the key difference between the two of those departures moving to industry.
Just for the record, I think Vint was at Google for most of his time on the board.
He was, yeah.
Yep, correct.
Okay, so I think it's fair to say a number of people share the concerns. In terms of what we then do about them, obviously this will probably be the topic of some discussion in Dakar. I think we have the option to put it on the CCNSO agenda if we would wish to. We have the option of making a CCNSO statement. And as Cheryl alluded to, there's also the option of working with the other SO and ACs to either come up with some sort of shared view or some view of best practice and what might be appropriate. Does anyone feel particularly strongly on any or all of those?
Leslie, it's Keith. I'd like to raise a sort of a slightly different viewpoint on this. One is that, ICANN is supposed to be an open and transparent body that conducts business in an open environment. So a board member isn't privy to information that doesn't become public in a way, certainly not in terms of GTLD application. So whether or not, or in this instance, if there was a conflict of interest that could have only arisen as a result of Minds and Machines and Peter talking about a position while Peter was the chair of ICANN. So I think if Peter and Minds and Machines verified that there was no earlier discussion prior to relinquishing the chair, then I don't see any conflict of interest arising. Unless there's a restraint of trade requirement in a contract for a board member. Notwithstanding that, that's purely the sort of legal perspective, and then there are the moral and ethical perspectives, and I think the discomfort is more to do with the moral and ethical aspects than the legal aspects.
Thank you, Keith. I mean, I understand and actually agree with much of what you say. I don't think there has been any accusation of any impropriety or non-declaration of conflicts beforehand. It's the post-departure perceptions, I think. And for example, only yesterday there was actually a two-page spread in the Times in the UK, in effect on exactly that, which was rather surprising because ICANN never normally hits the headlines in the UK. So for a two-page spread in the Times is fairly unusual.
That's very worrisome, and I have heard that that there's some consternation about this in the Commission.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the urgency of this, is that not that there's any feeling of impropriety, but that it can be exploited in a way that's harmful to ICANN.
Yeah.
It's Keith again. I think there's a bit of lobbying from the group in society who are anti-GTLD, who are making this noise in another attempt for ICANN to delay the GTLD process using any means possible. And I think people are getting a bit emotionally attached to the issue rather than looking at it dispassionately.
Well, I mean, and just by way of the rules for U.S. government, there is a preclusion that you appear before the government representing a party on anything that you were substantially interested in, that there's no preclusion for working on those things. So, I mean, I do think that, and I certainly understand what you're saying, Keith, about where this might be coming from. But I do think it, I am very worried about it getting exploited.
Mm. Leslie, Cheryl, he just, and I know you don't want to labor this point, but what Becky's saying, and I guess, Keith, I hear what you're saying as well, is very important. It's all about the predictability and the expectations, and can't re-engineer the past, but we can, as a community, make it very clear to the wider community beyond ICANN that we're addressing these issues and future-proofing it. And, for example, even something as minute as the operational procedures that the At-Large Advisory Committee operates on, there are very strict limitations on what a outgoing chair or previously serving chair of the ALAC can even do within the ICANN community. Chairs can't go on to the NOMCOM for a certain number of years, and you know that when you put your hand up to become chair. So, I mean, it's, you know, something I think needs to be dealt with so it can't be exploited, as Becky was saying.
I think that's helpful, Cheryl. And maybe as a starting point, because this discussion could run around for hours, I suspect, what we could do is share on the council list, for example, the ALAC provisions that I wasn't aware of. Becky, you were talking about some research, and I was too. Maybe there is some sharing of that, and I think without being critical of Peter, he was perfectly right and proper and did everything. I think what this has highlighted is this, not loophole, but this thing that hasn't been dealt with before, and it would be remiss of the community not to actually think about whether there should be or could be measures that might address a similar situation in the future now that we know it's there. And the concern is driven really mostly from the perception point of view and the effect that that could have on the model. Okay, so at risk of prolonging the call, could I just suggest then that for the moment we share materials that some of us who've been doing some research have found, and that this discussion can be picked up either on the next call or when we meet in Dakar. Is that okay with everybody?
Leslie, this is Bart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bart?
Could I also suggest that following up with what Cheryl said is liaising with ALEC and others to see what they are doing as well in the meantime?
Yes, indeed, I will do. We do have a regular chairs call. I can't remember when the next one is, but I will certainly share that information with the council.
And I'll suggest to put it on the next agenda and for the in the Dakar meeting as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Anyone else lastly on that item for the time being then? Okay, thank you. So just quickly, because I'm aware I'm slightly moving over the hour, for which I apologise, we have liaison updates from At Large, for which we thank you very much. Very interesting to see the comments about the CCNSO in the At Large notice of inquiry submission. Thank you very much. Did anyone wish to ask any questions regarding the ALAC liaison report, please, or make any comments? No? In which case, thank you very much indeed. And then we have the GNSO liaison, which was shared by email earlier. Anyone, any questions or comments on those? I think we've covered most of that, apart from Jeff Newman. No? In which case, could I just make a note on that, that the CCNSO wish Jeff a speedy recovery? If that's okay with everybody? I gather he's not very well at all.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Lastly then, any other business? Has anyone any items, please?
Yes.
Leslie, I have something. I just wanted to inform everyone that we have had two new membership applications from .om Oman and .ph Philippines. However, we have to wait to roll off back from holiday to proceed with these because he's in charge of them.
Well, holidays should not be allowed. I worked during my holiday. Okay.
All three excuses.
It is, isn't it? We might wish to develop a plan B in case of illness or prolonged absence, so seriously.
Yes, we have actually been talking about that with Bart, so we will go into contact you about that.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you. So we'll note those applications are in the pipeline. Did I hear Paul ask with some any other business then? I thought I heard somebody else. Sorry?
Hi.
Han Xuan.
Sorry, I couldn't. You're very quiet on my line, Han Xuan.
Okay. Is it better?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I for the meeting in Dhaka, I heard that there is a collective visa that this whereby we can actually get a visa on arrival. I wonder if anybody has heard of this or if ICANN staff have any idea on this collective visa for Dhaka.
Han Xuan, I'm not really dealing with the travel arrangements, but I am dealing with the travel funding, and I know that I haven't heard anything about a collective visa, though, but there is a page on the ICANN website where I think you need to register to get all the necessary invitations, and I also know that a visa application can take up to 6 weeks, so everyone who needs a visa should apply for one now.
Right,
and I also know that there are some problems in getting the applications from the local hosts. I have tried to email some people about this. I'm not sure what I can do more about that.
But the collective visa that I heard is actually no fees involved, so whereas if you go to consulate...
Han Xuan, could you email me and we can take this offline, because or everyone who's interested in this topic, let me know and I will put you in touch with the ICANN travel team. They will be able to help you.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Gabby. Anyone else? Any other business? No? In which case, thank you very much indeed, and look forward to speaking to you all soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Leslie. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye, all.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody.